you count the days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it's finally here. Your favorite show, America Weekend, starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Well, stay with us. We have a big hour ahead. We'll start things off with a very special guest, actor and environmentalist Ed Begley Jr. We'll talk about Ed's new project. It's a show on TBS, Your Family or Mine. The first thing that jumps out at me about this show is who's in it. Not just Ed, Richard Dreyfuss and Joe Beth Williams. Quite a cast, and we'll talk to Ed about the show. And then things you can do if you and your landlord disagree about money. You didn't buy a house because you didn't want the hassle. And now you've got a landlord that gives you a great deal of hassle. And then Kate James will stop by and we will talk about certain American behaviors that are thought of as just fine and commonplace here. Do them in a foreign country and you may create an international incident. What are they? We will have them for you. We start things off this hour with a situation that affected me personally over the past week. And we talk about social media quite often on this show and how people can get a little out of control, shall we say, on social media. Sometimes people don't understand what social media is. It is a medium. Other people can see it. Other people can read it. And you are leaving a digital footprint, an almost a Rorschach test of you and your behavior. Let me give you just the brief description to what happened to me this week. I posted a picture on social media, a very innocent picture of me and my son. And I rarely do that. And we spent a weekend not long ago in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And it was a picture of me and my 12-year-old son under a picture which read, "Welcome to Hershey Park." And I posted it because to me it was a very nice moment and I just thought it was a nice picture of me and my kid. Well, somebody who I know decided to put a comment under that picture that was disgusting and extremely sexually explicit. It was meant as a joke. When you decide to use a picture of me and my kid, my 12-year-old minor son, as a pulpit for your ridiculous, unfunny, disgusting, third-grade humor, you have crossed the line. I dealt with it because I'm a dad, and I have to look at myself in the mirror every day, and I have to look at the face of my child every day. If someone has something to say about me, be it a joke or whatever, that's fine. I'm a big boy, and I can take it. But when you decide that you're going to drag my kid into it, all bets are off. Suffice it to say, the proper course of action was taken. It's a teaching moment for me, for my son, and for all of you out there. Social media is ubiquitous. Other people see it. Don't cause embarrassment for other people. Don't embarrass yourself. And treat it with respect. If you can't look at somebody in their eyes and say what you decide you're going to just type away in your hidden little darkness of whatever it is, insecurity, if you cannot say these things to my face, why are you saying them there anyway? Realize what you're doing. What you say matters. Words mean things. And when you lose the concept and the grasp of that, you're losing your own grasp and concept of reality. So, let's all tread softly in social media and realize a picture of a dad and his son is not the chalkboard for some stupid, lascivious, unequivocally disgusting third-grade joke. Stay with us. Ed Begley Jr. is up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm just a guy looking out for his kid.
American Weekend.
think green. Harris with you. Our daily coffee doses might be in jeopardy from global warming, too, scientists are saying. Did you know most coffee is grown in treeless sun? Because sun-grown coffee grows the biggest harvests with the highest sales. But with climate change, University of Michigan researchers report shade-grown coffee raised under a canopy of diverse trees not only ensures continued crops from leaving alone the surrounding plants and animals, but shade trees act as a firewall between coffee plants and droughts and powerful storms. Also, natural shade trees protect the coffee plants from harsh sun and heat, along with dirt erosion and scorching. As weather patterns continue to radicalize and planet Earth continues to heat, the way coffee actually grows in nature, in the shade, in fact, will ensure the survival of our blessed coffee bean. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Virginia Smith was hired by a local Pennsylvania radio station as their new salesperson. Because the station provided extensive job training, they had Virginia sign a non-competition agreement. During the next 2 years, Virginia was a successful salesperson. In addition, she decided to run for mayor, which kept her so busy she left her job. But months after losing her mayoral run, Virginia needed work and took a job as a radio salesperson with WRTA, a rival of her previous employer. Now they are suing her for monetary damages. Who do you think will win and why? Stay tuned for the final verdict. The judge asked Virginia's previous employer to show proof of a single dollar lost. And when they couldn't, he ruled that Virginia's training was part of the cost of doing business. Virginia won, and that's the final verdict.